Eastwood's Rise is one of the great American movie makers of the last 50 years. Has been sort of a slow and steady climb from his iconic role in the 60s as sort of the countercultural hero, Man with No Name, came to represent his anti-authority, spaghetti western attitude, to his reactionary turn in the 70s as the Dirty Harry character who sort of represented the Nixonian return to law and order. In this case, really the antithesis of the Black Lives Matter movement. He played a cop who would kill just about anybody on the spot whenever he felt like it, and he was celebrated by a conservative sort of regression in American contemporary culture that was reacting to the 60s in the same character that he played in the 60s. So he's been able to sort of stay at the on the foreground of what was happening. And then later on, of course, he became a director. And he won his Oscar for The Unforgiven, which was his sort of deconstruction of the American Western about 20 years before Django. And then he was celebrated with an Oscar for that. And since then, he's sort of taken on an interesting role as sort of an arbiter of the right wing in Hollywood. He was famously the sort of a Republican mayor elected in California. So his libertarian policies and his advanced age have led some to sort of confuse him with his role at Gran Torino, which is the sort of crotchety old sort of racist character from there. And he's come out with some public comments. But anyway, to separate his art from that, it makes sense why this San Francisco native would sort of drift to the story of Sully, the pilot from who landed the plane on the Hudson in New York and then was subjective to sort of, at least in this version of the telling, the focus of Eastwood, who, with his sort of Republican anti-big government bent, he sees this as an opportunity to tell a story of bureaucratic nightmares. And, of course, there are many stories that could be told here, and Eastwood does a great job of sort of telling the primary story, which is that his overall view of America, which tends to be one in which individuals have great success and they are sort of hampered in their efforts to do so by the government, whether it's saving lives in this case or in Eastwood's view, one can imagine a pro-Trump sort of version where people who are billionaires or who are born into wealth as billionaires are looked at as their own champions in some sort of way. But this is not a knock on Eastwood's politics, because as an artist, he's without reproach. He's one of the few examples of actors who've been able to equal their success, their great success as an actor, with their films that they direct. The film is really a celebration of New York as at its core, and on the 15th anniversary of September 11th, it bears reminding everyone that New York is a hell of a town full of tough personalities like Sully.